contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Captain Laura Grogan with the U.S. Public Health Service says there's a misconception that just because someone looks normal, they're okay, even if they have a brain injury.
It's easy to assume that we're just going to bring this family member back into our house, they're going to be the same person, when in fact they really have experienced a change.
Hillary Clinton's use of personal email while she was Secretary of State is under review by the State Department. The Washington Post cites a senior department official saying they will investigate if Clinton's emails included sensitive material. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online, ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Facebook's COO is launching a new campaign that asks men to lean in, too. After writing a book aimed at motivating women in the workplace and at home, Sheryl Sandberg tells Fox News The Kelly File she is now after encouraging men to help in the effort, mainly for the benefit of the children.
For fathers, children at any income level, no matter how active a mother is, when fathers are more active, their children are healthier, happier, and do better in school and at work.
Sandberg's project, Lean In Together, is partnering with the NBA and celebrities like Beyonce, Gwyneth Paltrow, Serena Williams, and Brad Paisley. It's being driven on social media and encouraging parents to take a 50-50 partnership in raising their children and leaning on fathers to help break gender stereotypes. Sheryl Sandberg says sometimes it's as simple as doing more around the house.
Girls with fathers who do household chores have broader career aspirations than daughters who don't see their fathers doing anything in the home. So any amount of, darling, you can do anything, is not as good as washing a dish.
Facebook COO.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's 9:05. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're at 11 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Flemington. Calm winds gusting up to 11 miles an hour. Got one more day of cold weather. Sunny and a high of 26 today. Winds light and variable. And tonight, a low of 7, some clouds and winds light and variable. And then, the thaw. Sunshine and some clouds on a high of 38, wind southwest at 5 to 10. Some clouds will give way to generally clear conditions overnight and a low of 28. Mostly sunny on Sunday, a high of 43. Sun and a few passing clouds and 44 on Monday. Cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon on Tuesday, a high of 47. We're up to 49 on Wednesday and stays in the 40s all next week. All my guests are going to change into their bathing suits and shorts and suntan lotion next week. 19 in White House, 15 in Lebanon, 17 in Phillipsburg, 17 in Stockton, 18 in Lambertville, and 11 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rex will be a fierce advocate for America's interests around the world and has the insights and talents necessary.
During the latest stop on his thank you tour, this time in Wisconsin, President-elect Donald Trump says his pick for Secretary of State will fight for America as he praises ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson.
Rex is one of the greatest and most skilled global business leaders of our time.
He hosted talk shows and game shows and even wrote TV theme songs, but most Americans will remember him as the dad on the ABC sitcom in the 80s, Growing Pains.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have gone back to work.
Now, come on, Maggie. Don't say that. Now, you took 15 years off to raise a family, and you deserve to go back to work now. You just have to have a little more faith in me and the kids.
Alan Thicke died of a heart attack yesterday at 69. This is USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair with the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set, a gift-giving suggestion at a very giving price.
This year's holiday gift set includes the famous Ovation Cell Therapy 3-Bottle System, plus intensive repair hair mask, clarifying shampoo, Ovation vitamins, and special Ovation detangling comb. What a great gift at a great savings price.
The Ovation Holiday Gift Set is already specially priced at 60% off retail. But this week only, get free shipping too. Now through Friday, save 60% off retail with free shipping. Hurry, the gift sets sell out every year.
At this special price, buy an Ovation gift set for a friend and one for yourself too.
Go now to ovationhair.com and order yours today. Save over 60% and get free shipping. Now through Friday, new customers should select this station at checkout to get an additional introductory discount. ovationhair.com.
The North Carolina man who reportedly fired a weapon inside a popular Washington, D.C. restaurant earlier this month is no longer facing any local charges in the district for the incident, which involved a fake news story. But instead, Edgar Welch is facing a charge of violating a federal gun law. Here's more from Nick Bovey in Washington.
Welch has remained in custody since the incident on December 4th. The 28-year-old brought assault rifles and a handgun to the restaurant to self-investigate an alt-right conspiracy theory that the pizzeria hosts a child prostitution ring. Welch surrendered to police after finding no evidence and firing off a weapon. Nick Bovey, Washington.
Ohio Governor John Kasich vetoes one controversial abortion bill but signs another. He vetoed a bill yesterday that would have banned abortions when a fetal heartbeat could be detected, which is as early as 6 weeks. However, he signed another bill to ban the practice after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 4.125%. APR, 4.82%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Liberty University in Virginia is planning to build a $3 million shooting range. That school requesting a special use permit during a Board of Supervisors meeting a few days ago. And the university's plans are reportedly to build the range on 490 acres of wooded property that it owns in Virginia. That shooting range would be open to the public and would be the first facility on a U.S. college campus approved by the NRA. A New Jersey state trooper is facing criminal charges himself after an investigation finds he's allegedly been stopping young female drivers and propositioning them. Sharon Reed has details.
State police investigators say they were tipped off by women who complained about Trooper Marquise Prather's behavior. They concluded the Linden State Trooper was pulling over female drivers between the ages of 20 and 35 to ask them to go out on a date or give him their phone numbers. They're also accusing him of switching off his wireless microphone during those stops and then lying about that and about the genders of the people that he pulled over. He's been charged with falsifying public records and has been suspended without pay. Sharon Reed, New Jersey.
And the Dow Jones could break the 20,000 mark today after closing at another new high yesterday. Some traders expect it will today, though others don't think it will happen until the new year begins. They're also waiting to see if the Fed will, as expected, raise interest rates today. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good morning, folks. You know what that music means. It's time for another edition of Modern Design. Good morning. It's December 14th. We're getting close to Christmas, and we're going to have a Christmas edition of Modern Design today. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been doing the show now for about a little bit over 2 years, bringing you advice in the local New Jersey and tri-state area. I'm very lucky to have with me on the phone a wonderful resource that I recently discovered for florals and accessories, particularly for specifically for events and holidays. And her name is Peggy Excel. She is the owner of Lotus Petals, which is a beautiful shop in the Maplewood Village, where I now have a shop also. Good morning, Peggy. Do we have you on the line?
You do. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. I'm just going to put your mic up a little bit. If you could just speak a little bit louder, that would be great.
Awesome.
Okay, let's take a look at the weather, and then we'll start our program. According to the National Weather Service, currently we're at fair skies with 39 degrees. Today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 39. Tonight there's a 20% chance of slight snow showers and a very cold low of 19 degrees. On Thursday there's a 20% chance of slight snow showers with a high of 24, so very, very cold. Thursday night, slight chance of snow showers and a low of 10. Peggy, 10.
That's going to be cold.
That is cold. Okay, so Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 24. That sounds hot next to the 10. Friday night, a 20 to 60% of snow. Oh, my God, snow every single day with a low of 20. Saturday night, an 80% chance of snow, then rain and snow with a high.
That's perfect for my holiday caroling party.
I know, great, right? Everybody has a party on Saturday. Saturday night, mostly rain with a low of 36, a good icy rain. And finally, on Sunday, rain likely. So it's a terrible forecast outside. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to decorate for Christmas inside. And with me on the line, again, I have Peggy Excel. Her company is Lotus Petals, a beautiful flower shop in the lovely Maplewood Village where the train station is on Baker Street. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to have you in Maplewood. Welcome to the village.
Oh, thank you. I love it. I think it's a great resource. And if people are looking to take a ride, I think it's a wonderful afternoon. Go have lunch. Go through some of the shops. It really is a lovely spot to be in. So tell me a little bit about the background of you and flowers. How did this come to be? And then we'll talk about some Christmas decorating.
Oh, it's a long, convoluted story. I don't know if your listeners have time for all of it.
I got time.
I've always had a flair for floral design since the time I was a child.
Mm.
It's not my first incarnation. I worked in advertising for many years, and my constant threat when I was sitting at a staff meeting was, one of these days I'm going to run away and work at a flower shop. And fast forward a few years later, and I opened a home-based event business, doing events out of my house, and that kind of propelled into a retail space as a florist became available in the village, and just happenstance, the owner was looking to sell. So that kind of worked its way out, and 9 years ago, I purchased Lotus Petals Floral Design, and the rest is history. I've worked at every flower shop in the Milburn, Maplewood area at one point or another.
Right.
And it came to be the way it is now.
Well, you have a beautiful shop. I could sell it right away. A lot of times I'll give a gift if I do a job or we have a photo shoot or something, and I always like to align myself with a good florist because to me flowers are such a nice, they really brighten your day, and I've always been a big fan of flowers, and I came into your shop and I got a good energy when I came in there, a good vibe about what you do, and I can tell you're very creative and you think outside the box.
Well, so, the whole feel of my shop when I first opened it was, it's more of a holistic kind of a feel.
Yeah, a little bohemian, a little, yeah, I like that.
I'm a firm believer that there are so many different things that feed your soul, and floral design and plants is one of them. You know, at my shop I also sell Tibetan singing bowls and meditation CDs. And
I like that. Anything that gives you some peace and some happiness. And I think when you bring somebody flowers, you do. You lighten up their day. You give them peace and happiness. And I think
there's been studies that have been done by Harvard and by Rutgers that have shown that if you come downstairs in your house the first thing in the morning and you see in your kitchen a fresh floral arrangement on the table or even a plant, that it actually raises your spirits for the day.
Sure. Maybe even your serotonin level.
It can ease symptoms of depression. Certain color flowers will help people that are recovering from an illness or surgery to heal faster.
Is there a color that specifically helps people heal?
Yellow.
Really?
Yellow. Whenever I get orders for someone who's recovering from surgery, I always make sure to include some kind of yellow flower in it.
Isn't that interesting? Unfortunately, about 5 years ago, I had a major operation 2 weeks before Christmas.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm fine now, thank you very much. But when I got home right before Christmas, the flower arrangements started piling in, and every single one of them was a red arrangement.
Oh, really? Because of the holiday.
Right. So one of the ones that I liked the best was a combination, which I don't tend to myself, because as being an interior designer, I do holiday decorating. In fact, I do a lot for restaurants. I did Moe's Bistro in New Providence and the Murray Hill Inn. I've done a lot of other, couple of airport hotels, and I do decorating for the season as part of my contracts with my corporate customers. I usually tend to stay away from the reds, although I find myself very attracted to the traditionalism this year. And I'm seeing a lot of trends, but there was something that happened 5 years ago that sort of brought me back to the reds, because I was completely out of it, doing lots of greens and golds back then, and things that were just a little bit softer. But I had gotten this one arrangement. I got many arrangements, and they were all very nice, but this one had a combination of just traditional red roses. And if you go to our website and also my Facebook page, you'll see what I posted. It was similar to the one that I had received, and it was quite beautiful. It was in a silver vase, and the flowers were just bunched red roses, and they had some sort of a berry that was like, I don't know what it's called, it was sort of like a lime green, and the combination of that really rich red with a lime green, it just had a beautiful freshness to it. Do you know what I would be talking about, what type of berry that would be?
Was it kind of a chartreuse green?
Very much a chartreuse, which is one of my favorite colors.
It was probably hypericum?
Yes, hypericum berry.
Yeah. And hypericum, I used that chartreuse color a lot, because it actually makes everything else pop,
right?
The vibrancy,
yeah,
of that makes all the other different colors that much more vibrant.
I really love that. I mean, I love that paired with white also, but something about the really strong red rose heads and not all that other stuff, just the red rose heads with that paracon berry, it was just really beautiful, and it kind of brought me back to red again. And a lot of the things I have in my design store in Maplewood now, to begin with, have a lot of red in them. I'm seeing this year sort of a return to traditionalism. I think a couple things I think are going on, and I want to get your perspective on them. I think Christmas decorating just follows suit with what's going on in decorating. And in some of my previous shows this fall, we had a couple of different people on, and we were doing trends. And one of our trend forecasters is Patty Dewey of Seabrook Wall Coverings, and she said the new wall coverings that are coming out are more and more natural elements, more grass paper than ever, more paper that looks like different cork and tree bark and white birch. I mean, those are the things. And then woodland, I find that a lot of people are asking me for woodland decorating this season and natural elements. So I would think in the florals for Christmas, you would see that as well.
Well, I think that they kind of naturally go together. When you think of the foliages and the holiday greens that are available this time of year.
Right.
It's all very woodland. It's, you know, trees from forests.
Right. And it's just organic and natural, right?
Absolutely. And they just go very naturally together. If you use something like a birch basket or birch poles to decorate outside, it's actually a lovely tie-in to all of it.
No, I happen to agree. I would say the things that I think are trending for me this season and that I see and people have requested, I would say is definitely the birch branches. Absolutely. I see that everywhere I go. Beautiful greens, mixed greens. People are wanting a little bit more sophisticated than just the white pine, but mixed greens. A return to red. I see a lot of mercury glass, both in silver and red, and the combination of silver and red being strong. And a return to sort of a tartan, like a classic plaid, so either a red and black check pattern or a tartan mixed with that. So the modernness of the mercury glass and the silver, but then the traditionalness of the red, and then the tartan, and having those, and then the birch branches, and having those elements come together. Would you say you feel that way, or no, or something else? Or
yeah, I've had a lot of clients who've come in and for wanting a wreath for their front door, for instance.
Right.
I designed custom wreaths, And a lot of people this year have gone back to tartan ribbon.
Right. I think a return. Because I think for a while people were getting away from the red.
Absolutely.
First they were going to more like rich burgundies and golds. This was back a number of years. Burgundies and golds and so on. And then I started to see it sort of go more towards creams and golds. Now, another trend that's in design in general that I saw with Christmas this year, if they didn't go the traditional route with the tartan and the birch branches, is metallics. Metallics are hot in everything I do. I'm doing a lot of mirrored pieces, side tables and so on, and combinations of silver and gold in my end tables and occasional tables, coffee tables and so on. So I see a lot of decorating also with lots of silver and gold. Are you finding that as well?
Well, that is kind of typical.
Right.
I use silver and gold in a lot of pieces. And
right.
I still do have clients who, I personally prefer, if I'm going to use red for holiday pieces, I don't like the look of red and white in contrast. To me, it's a little too kitschy.
Yeah.
I like monochromatic look of, you know, I love the reds if we use all different shades of reds.
Right.
Supplement it with, you know, with silver or gold, or if I use white, for instance, I'll use a solid white. And to speak to your issue of metallics, I love using copper.
Ooh, pretty.
Copper ornaments, copper, you know, wires, that kind of thing is a really lovely take.
Right. I also see a lot of white this year. And one thing I noticed when I spoke to you yesterday and I went out your door, on the back of your door you have this beautiful white sort of modern wreath. And I see a lot of pure white this year. And I love pure white with silver and pure white with mercury glass. I love the combination of the pure white. And one of the houses that I'm working on for Christmas, I just did their kitchen and their family room. And I think the pure white with silver or silver or mercury glass has a nice, clean, contemporary edge to it.
Absolutely. In fact, my display window this year is all white. White fabric, white lights, white ornaments, and there's silver mercury glass on the mantle that I put in. And it's a good way to, you can either make it more contemporary or you can make it more traditional.
Right. You can play it up or play it down. Tell me some of the things, Peggy, that you're working on now, maybe projects. I don't know if you have any December weddings. What do you have going on this time of year that has a Christmas theme or a holiday theme with it that's maybe interesting, or colors you've come across or things that are inspiring you right now?
Like I said, I love to work with the coppers, and something a little bit non-traditional. I love to use purples.
Yeah, purple's great.
With white. I just was speaking with a client yesterday who wants to use purples and reds, you know, kind of jewel tones.
Right.
For her Christmas thing. So you can dress it up with some shiny things to make it Christmassy. And
right.
With, you add some cedar, you add some white pine, a little bit of boxwood, that kind of thing, and
right.
You can make it very Christmassy, even with non-traditional colors.
You know, I have a client who's Jewish, and she really likes Christmas, and she says, you know, Rich, can you do a little tree for me, or just something, or an arrangement, but not so over-the-top Christmassy? And this was a couple of years ago, and we did it in purple, which looks great against greens. Purple looks beautiful on a tree, great against greens, and purple, gold, and silver, and that was our color combination. It made it much less Christmassy. I had a beautiful, she had a clear bowl with those different color oil glass ornaments in it. And then we did a small tree, but with that purple and gold combination, a little bit of silver, what a good combination. So
yeah.
It wasn't over-the-top kitschy Christmas, but it was just holiday, which was nice.
And you throw some of that, a splash of that chartreuse in, and it just makes it that much more.
Yeah, it's a great look. What about greens that you like to work with? One of the things that I like, and I don't know how it holds up, I know it's very expensive, is boxwoods. I really love boxwoods. I love boxwood wreaths and boxwood garlands. Does that dry out fast?
It's reasonably priced. And I tend to, when I do any kind of holiday centerpieces or events, I always mix greens.
Right.
The garlands that I love, they're so, just so much fuller. There's so much more texture when you add different type of greens rather
right.
than just white pine or whatever. So I'll use white pine. I will use fir. I will use a lot of cedar. I love the flow of cedar branches because they just have, they're so elegant and so wispy. And I put boxwood in with them as well. And magnolia.
Oh, magnolia is the best.
Magnolia is fabulous. And it's interesting because it's not seasonal to the Northeast, obviously.
Right.
But it holds up very well as an evergreen. And the thick, glossy darkness contrasted with the rust color on the back of the leaf is just a really beautiful contrast.
I have to tell you, 11 years ago, I moved into my house, and I finally had a house that had, you know, real, not gas fireplaces, but real fireplaces, and I have three of them now. And I really wanted to dress them up the first year because I was having a holiday party, and I went out and I spent a tremendous amount of money, and I bought a very large magnolia garland, which I would never do again. I loved it.
Yeah, that is very expensive.
I didn't want to take it down because it looks so well with the colors in the room and the paint color, so I never did, and it actually dried, and it's been...
Oh, it dried beautifully.
Yeah, it's been on the mantle for 11 years. Probably one day it will, like, catch on fire and burn the house down, but it still looks good 11 years later. I gingerly try to dust it once in a while, but it dried beautifully, actually.
Try air in a can to dust it off.
I didn't hear what you say.
You need to, if you use air in a can, that way you can do it without dust.
Smart idea, because it's as brittle can be, let me tell you.
It does dry with retaining the color and the texture, but it does get very brittle, absolutely.
Do you have any holiday weddings this month or anything where you're doing floral for...
New Year's Eve wedding.
Now, what's classic with New Year's Eve? Is that, I always think of black and white or golden black or what's...
I've done a lot of weddings on New Year's Eve, ironically enough.
And do you think that's going to be a new trend? Because I've been hearing people are going to New Year's... I've never been to a New Year's Eve wedding, but I don't know if that's sort of a new thing now.
This is the last couple of years that I've had... I think probably the last 3 years I've had weddings on New Year's Eve. And I think people are doing it that way because right around Christmas it's just too much going on. Everybody's trying to do this and that. But on New Year's Eve, they figure people are going to be out celebrating anyhow, so they're more likely to have guests that are, you know, done with the Christmas and Hanukkah celebrations.
Right.
And they're looking for something to do on New Year's Eve, you know, just...
Something different, yeah. No, that's actually, that does make sense.
It's a really good way to ring in the new year by celebrating their new marriage.
Without giving too much away, can you tell us what you're going to do color-wise or combination-wise for New Year's?
Well, the trends that I've seen with New Year's Eve weddings are mostly whites and shiny.
Right.
Very whites and shiny. Like last year, the wedding that I did was all very, the centerpieces were all very tall arrangements in tall trumpet vases.
Right.
With glittered birch branches and dendrobium orchids and some white quince, flowering quince branches.
Wow, I've never seen... quince is one of my favorite. I don't have any on my property, but I didn't know there was white quince.
There is white quince.
Wow.
There's pink, you know, the orangey kind of color.
Right.
But the quince branches, you know, the delicateness of that combined with the orchids kind of offset the glittering branches, and then we threw in some hanging crystals to hang down from them.
So sort of metallic and white and snowy-like. Very beautiful, it sounds like.
They were, you know, we sprayed them with snow, and we sprayed them with glitter, and then we had to offset the height of the room because, you know, most of the ballrooms are very tall.
Tall, right.
So I tend to use tall pieces to bring the room down a little bit, and then I use shorter pieces to give some texture to the room.
Right.
So those small pieces were just bundles of hydrangea and orchids that were glittery with acrylic ice and LED lights in the base.
That sounds beautiful.
So, you know, surrounded by mercury glass votives. It just was very brilliant and shiny.
Shiny and reflective. It just sounds, you're really painting a beautiful picture.
Yeah, it was really lovely. This year, the bride is, her favorite flower, and it's not typically one of my favorite flowers, is gypsophilia, which is baby's breath.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it.
I don't like it as a filler because it's been so trite and so used that it cheapens the flower. But
I feel like if you have gorgeous roses of any color and the baby's breath is in there and that fern, it just says like path mark to me.
Absolutely. Right. However, that said, I do like it just in mass all by itself.
Well, I would say I saw a wreath hung once with a ribbon, and the wreath was only baby's breath, and that was very, very classy and pretty looking.
Absolutely. That's what the bride wants for her bouquet. She wants just a dense cluster of million-star baby's breath.
See, that's the stuff I like. I like when people think outside the box and can take something and turn something in. One of the other things I wanted to, because I did a couple of, first of all, what's your website, and people should go to your website. In fact, could you give us what your website is and your phone number?
Oh, sure. It's www.petalspluraldesign.com.
Great.
And the number of the shop is 973-762-3525.
So I did some research for the show today, and I had a bunch of questions, and I wanted to see what, you know, some of the wonderful things that you would come up with as well. But I went to the website, and I looked at some of the, you know, the beautiful things that you do. Is there anything this year that you weren't able to get because of growing or seasonally that wasn't around? Or I think different years, different things are popular. In the fall, I like coxcomb, and I saw it again this year, but in previous years, I hadn't seen it for a number of years. Was there anything this Christmas that you didn't see or weren't able to get from the growers or things that had changed?
Coxcomb it's interesting that you mentioned coxcomb, because there's a variety of coxcomb called a ribbon coxcomb.
Uh-huh.
That looks almost 3D. It's got a very, it's a, got a contrasting color edge to,
oh, neat,
to the tip of it.
Right.
And I usually will get that in a burgundy.
Right.
And it's got kind of a goldish edge to it. And I wasn't able to get that this year.
Mm.
Something that's been very difficult to get for the last couple of years, and I always have clients coming in asking for it, is mistletoe.
Oh, yeah.
Mistletoe growers have been really hard to get.
Huh.
So I've been at a lack for clients to come in, you know, and I do these wonderful little swags with cinnamon sticks. I'll cluster cinnamon sticks and some lovely ribbons or beaded whatever, and hang the mistletoe from that, so it's not just this gnarly kind of branch that you hang in your foyer.
Right.
But that's been very hard to get a hold of this year.
Right.
Tulips are usually I can get tulips around this time of year.
Really?
Yeah. They come from Holland. You can't get them.
No, obviously not. But I never equate tulips. But I did see
white tulips or just a cluster of red tulips with some cedar. And
yeah, it could be wonderful, right? See, I actually kind of like that stuff. Now, here's a flower that I did some research for the show, and I like to look at things that people maybe have looked at one way and then start to look at them in a different way. And classically, people think of a carnation as a sort of a cheap flower or a passe flower. But I saw a Christmas arrangement that was done, and it was done as topiaries using solely red carnations.
Mm-hmm.
They made beautiful topiaries. I was shocked at how beautiful it looked.
Like baby's breath, that's another flower that I don't have it in stock in my shop on a regular basis.
Right.
Someone orders it for the same reason.
Right.
But if you use it, again, en masse, if you use just a cluster of them, they're really lovely, and they smell nice.
And I think probably they last a long time, don't they?
Yeah, that's the attraction of them. There's
right.
Flowers like that and Alstroemeria are relatively inexpensive, and they last for a very long time, so that's why people tend to gravitate toward them.
The carnations were done, it was a buffet table, and they were done on either side, and they were in beautiful pots, and they were just all in red in mass in different topiary shapes, but all just carnations.
Mm-hmm.
It was magnificent. And I thought, oh my God, it's kind of neat to see how you can adapt something and turn it into something quite lovely just to, you know, by just using your imagination.
Right, the density of the color just makes it like, as if you make it into a ball topiary, it looks like a big ornament.
Yeah, it's great.
Lovely.
You mentioned Alstroemeria, and I absolutely love, I give a lot of flowers as gifts, or just, I like to brighten someone's day, so I think the gift of beauty of flowers is always so nice, and not necessarily, you know, that expensive and a lovely thing to do. So every time I've given Alstroemeria, people tell me, oh my God, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Oh, yeah, they
last forever. Why are they so hardy?
Well, because they are in the lily family.
Right.
And lilies, if you get them when they're first opening, they will last quite a long time. Once they open, they're open. But Alstroemeria tends to last a little bit longer.
It
all depends on where you get them, too.
Yeah. Let's talk about poinsettias, because poinsettias, I think, have evolved. I know there's two things. One is they're spraying them, and I can always tell when something's sprayed and I don't like that. But also, I'm seeing unusual varieties more and more of poinsettias. I was at a party, but it was in a restaurant, and all the poinsettias were sort of a peach salmon color. They really weren't pink, they were really peach, and they were an unusual color. Now, does that come from dyeing, or does that come from breeding them?
No, that's a natural shade. There are some novelty poinsettias that are sprayed colors and glittered and that kind of thing, which I tend to not participate.
No, but these were all peach. They were done in a beautiful planter, and they went with the sort of Moroccan-y colors of the restaurant that I was in, and they looked really nice.
Yeah, they're lovely. I love different varieties of poinsettias.
Mm-hmm.
I have some in my shop right now that are called a rose poinsettia, and they're smaller heads than a traditional poinsettia.
Oh, I love them. I noticed that yesterday. The rose poinsettia is I think it's so much prettier.
They are, and the burgundy ones, I love the burgundy poinsettias, or the ones that are called glitter poinsettias that are a deep red that are kind of variegated, splashed with white.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of variegated this year. I had a party last Saturday night, and two people brought me, unrelated, but a very similar looking poinsettia, and they were sort of variegated and really pretty, you know, really good looking. Let's talk.
Just to clarify, speaking of poinsettias, mm-hmm. I'm asked every year, right, several times, about whether or not poinsettias are poisonous.
Yes, yes, yes.
And There's a very slim chance that they're poisonous, unless your dog or your cat eats the entire plant.
Right.
The likelihood that they're going to get ill from it are very slim.
Slim.
Maybe a little bit of stomach upset, but it's not poisonous. The ones to be aware of are more the holly because of the pointy...
Sure.
Points on the petals.
Mm-hmm.
And mistletoe.
Those
definitely are poisonous to Christmas.
What about I always have to have for Christmas and story. I always remember story. What about paper white? Are they as strong as ever?
Yeah, absolutely. I love paper white.
Mm.
Such a nice contrast to the scent of pine, and it's a way to get the scent of florals in with if you've got a fresh Christmas tree and if you've got fresh garlands in your house you walk in and it smells fantastic.
Wonderful, right?
And
right.
You have all you really need is one big box of paper whites.
Right.
Add so much fragrance to it, and they last a long time. I love doing paper whites.
I tell you, in my January shows, we talk about, and I remember this as a kid, once the holidays are over and you're back to school and it's snowing and cold and everything's over, there's a dullness in the house. So I do blogs and everything on January, what we can do to make things look nice. And one of the things I like to do when all the Christmas stuff goes away is I always reserve a couple of bulbs of... paper whites, and I like to do them in January, in the month of January, because the smell is so nice then, and just have in the window, sort of brightened in a nice pot, have that in January, and then if you do a little decorating with maybe some white votives or something, it's not Christmas anymore, but it's sort of winter, and I think that's kind of a nice thing to continue with.
You can do the same thing with white amaryllis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you get them early enough and keep them in a cool place, you can force them so that they bloom later in the year rather than having them right for Christmas.
Just when I think I know all the colors of amaryllis, I see an amaryllis that I didn't know about before. By accident, I bought the wrong bulb, and I thought I was buying a red amaryllis, excuse me, that came out funny, and it was actually orange, and I have a sunroom that's all pale sages, and I said, I'm putting it here, and I put it in the window, and it was orange. It was magnificent.
Absolutely. Yeah, amaryllis and paper whites are, the thing with the bulbs is when they get very leggy, they get very tall and leggy, so you kind of have to support them when you're planting them or when you put them as a gift. So I always do some kind of support that's going to be kind of architectural, and when the bulbs actually bloom and they get very top heavy and they kind of land over, that way they at least land over on some kind of a cage that I usually make for either one of those two bulbs.
Now with amaryllis or paper whites, can you just grow them sort of in water, or do you have to grow them in dirt?
No, you can grow them in water. You can put, rather than putting them in soil, you can put them in like a bowl with maybe some river stones and keep it moist.
Right.
And bloom that way. But then you have the same issue of when they get
top heavy,
2 feet tall and top heavy, they're
right,
going to pop over in your bowl.
Right.
But you can do that, definitely.
And
they have bulb-forcing vases that are rounded, and the roots can grow down to the bottom, and that's where the water is.
What about other color combinations? One of the ones that every year I look for something that's completely different, something I like, and the thing that I liked the best this year was sort of first of all, I had gone into Tiffany's in Short Hills Mall, and I always loved the combination of Tiffany box blue with white and silver, and I always love to go in and look at their tree because it's so non-traditional, and I love how it looks. But there's a color that's not so green as Tiffany box blue. It's sort of a pale, pale, pale blue with silver and white and a little bit gold, and that's my favorite combination this year. It's so not expected, but it's very soft and pretty. I don't know if you've seen that combination or done that combination. It's not very popular. I've never seen it in someone's house.
One client in particular that comes in every year for just that type of color combination, and she'll mix it with a deep blue.
Mm.
She wants a less traditional
right
color combination.
Right.
And it does make it pop. It's a very interesting texture to add to the Christmassy colors.
I think you and I, because we're in an industry where we're creating beauty and doing stuff, we're exposed to a lot, so we probably see more than most people see, so it's very hard to be excited about something. But when something new comes out, I do get very excited about that. When I saw that combination this year on a tree and presents in a room, I thought, wow, I really like this. This is something I wouldn't have necessarily thought of. It even had touches of gold with that sort of pale blue and the white and the silver. It was just a really nice combination.
The gold is interesting. I wouldn't have thought gold. I would have thought silver.
No, silver and gold. And I tell you, the gold with the pale blue is really rich. And it's not something that I would have even put together. And I think that's the joy, the continued joy of this business, is that you always learn something new. You always learn that you can take those carnations, which you thought you should throw in the garbage, and you could do something wonderful with them. You know what I mean? You could take baby's breath and make it the most beautiful thing by just sort of recreating it a little bit, or repurposing it, or doing some different things with it. You know, we talked about cyclamen early on, and I don't think most people know what that is. I like cyclamen, and my favorite flowers are white. Next house, I want an all-white garden outside. I want all my flowers to be white. And then you see the foliage, and it's just beautiful. But I like to give white cyclamen, and every time I bring it, and I don't just bring it at Christmas, I bring it seasonally. If I give someone a house gift, I like to give cyclamen in white. And most people say, oh, is that an orchid? I mean, they don't really know what it is.
It's not an orchid. It's actually a cool weather plant.
Right.
A lot of people will use them. I love to use them outside in planters in the springtime because they love the cool weather. They're like...
I didn't realize you could use them outside. I thought they were a house plant.
If you wait until after the last
frost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're you know, like how broccoli and lettuce type like cool weather. They don't like it before it gets too hot in the summertime. But
right.
It has to be not cold and freezing. But yeah, they're lovely. And I love the white cyclamen. For the holidays.
What other colors does it come in? I guess I've only pretty much seen it in white.
Oh, cyclamen come in a lot of colors. They come in pinks. They come in a vibrant purple. They come in kind of a peachy color. Yeah, there's several different colors of cyclamen.
Wow. What about anything else that you've done that you or you've seen or trade, or you go to these different events that they have and they're bringing new stuff out? Anything that like really excites you this year about holiday decorating? Anything new on the horizon?
Favorite things to do is because of all the how textural holiday greens are. I just got done doing someone's house, and mm-hmm. I love to use things like if you can track down magnolia blooms because of the softness of the petals of that.
Right.
To put that like in garlands,
mm-hmm.
blooms. Or here's my favorite thing to do is gardenias.
Oh wow.
Gardenias in a mixed garland is just stunning, and you only need a few of them to just the same as the paper whites.
Right.
The fragrance just wafts over you, and even after they start to yellow, you'll still be able to smell them.
You know, gardenias probably has to be my single favorite flower, and for the first 5 years of my life, we lived with my grandparents in a two-family house. And my grandmother had, Nana had an amazing green thumb, and she had this beautiful pot on the sun porch, and it always had a gardenia, and the gardenia always had flowers on it. And for most of my adult life, I've been trying to have a plant that would last, and I finally said, I've given up. So I took a couple of years off, and then I saw one in a garden center. I said, I'm going to try one more time. The smell is just, you just can't, what this flower has, no other flower has, in my opinion. So I bought it again. I found a very sunny spot for it on my kitchen counter where I get the most sun. And I tell you, I went, I guess, the first 5 or 6 months with constant flowers. It was amazing.
Okay. Now the... semi-tropical areas, so the more sun you can get.
Right, I have it in a glass container that I guess promotes light or photosynthesis or whatever. You would tell me better than I would, but it's still doing very well. The foliage is shiny, which I think is a sign that it's doing well. But right now, it's not producing flowers. Does it go into a dormant state and then come back out again, or do you get flowers? This is a question I've always wanted to ask the florist. Do you get flowers a lot in the beginning when you buy something because it's forced from the greenhouse, and
absolutely.
Then it will that bloom again?
Went to a dormant stage, where the plant has to rejuvenate itself and replenish its nutrients in order to produce a bloom.
Right.
But because when I lived in Atlanta, we had a ginormous gardenia plant in front of my house.
I'm jealous.
Oh, it was just amazing. But it would only bloom twice a year.
Right.
It would bloom in the early summer and it would bloom in the late fall. And it would definitely go dormant. It doesn't constantly flower.
Wow.
Much like an orchid plant does.
Right.
Orchid plants have got very long growing cycles.
Right, right. Okay, Peggy, I think you've given us wonderful ideas. I'd like you to give your information one more time. Come out. This is a good time to go, you know, bundle up and come visit us, have a nice lunch, and then go see Peggy at her wonderful shop in Maplewood. What's the number on Baker?
It's 92 Baker Street, right next to Wells Fargo.
Wonderful. And just give us your website and your phone number one more time.
Sure. It's www.petalsdesign.com, and the phone number is 973-762-3000. 3525.
Peggy, thank you. Have happy holidays, and I'll probably see you later.
Same to you. Take good care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, folks, we're going to do a couple of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We do the show live here every Wednesday from 10 to 11 in Flemington. Just to let our listeners know, next show will probably be the last show of the season. We are moving to a wonderful new location. It's called The Large House, and it's right on Main Street. It's a beautiful yellow mansion, and I'm very anxious to move to our new studios. We are going to be adding video, so you're going to be able to actually see, you're going to be able to see me on video on Modern Design. I better not eat too much over the holidays. So we have wonderful things coming. So next week, I believe, will be our last show in studio. Then we'll go to, at least Modern Design, we'll go to some previously aired shows. And then in January, we'll open up in our new studios and have video. So we have a lot of wonderful things coming up for 2017. I also wanted to let you know I have a lot of growth in my business, a lot of new things going on. I continue to be in Flemington at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, in the Flemington Circle. I think the construction is almost completed. Don't exactly know what they're doing there, but it's almost completed. All my holiday stuff is at 20% off. It's red-tagged items, so it's a great time if you're looking for some gifts to come to our shop in Flemington. I also have the store in Chatham, New Jersey. Our Maven Hill Chatham is 82 Main Street in Chatham. And wonderful. We have furniture there, a lot of furniture pieces, accessories, and so on. Bigger pieces, sofas, chairs, and so on at that location. And our brand new location that opened up about 2 days ago is Maven Hill Maplewood Village. And Maplewood Village happens to be where the train station is. It's their downtown. It's a beautiful 3 or 4 block area, kind of picturesque, kind of like a street in the village in New York City with great restaurants and shops. And there I'm at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. I'm next to the Abel Baker, which is a wonderful coffee house and bakery. Come check me out. I have great Christmas stuff this year. So a lot of things I was talking about with Peggy, a lot of wonderful red and silver mercury glass, old-fashioned sleds, beautiful branches. I have one tree that's very traditional done in those things. Then I have a white tree that's done all in lime green and silver and lots of mercury glass and beautiful. And then I have a metallic tree that's done all in metallics. A lot of ornaments, a lot of candles. I have a candle company now that makes not only LED candles that look real, but they're remote control. In fact, I just did a big Christmas job for the Murray Hill Inn, and they used all my candles. So what they have to do when in the dining room when it gets to be time to light the candles is All they have to do is press one button because all my candles are now on remote control. And at the end of the night, one button and all the candles go off. So a great selection of different candles, fragrances, everything for the holidays. So come check me out at my new location. You can reach us at any of the Maven Hill locations at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. We'll have another brief commercial message, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design quickly right after this.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We're very lucky today to get Peggy Excel from Lotus Flowers in Maplewood. She's been doing this for a very long time, and she's very good at it. So she gave us some wonderful ideas, and I have some ideas myself that I want to do a list. I work off of lists. If you listen to Modern Design, you know I like to work off of lists and give you guys some great ideas. So get a pen ready, and here are some of the things that I like for Christmas florals, and Peggy has brought to our attention that make great Christmas florals. And when you're getting ready to do your table for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, or your sideboard, or maybe you want to do something at your entrance, your front entrance, or maybe on your mantle, maybe some of these ideas will work for you. The first one I want to talk about again is paper whites. And if you don't know what paper whites are, they're a lovely bulb. And in the bulb, and that could be grown just in water or it could be grown in soil, and the bulb has a very long stem and then a very small, very, very fragrant white flower, and the flowers are clustered. They're typically grown at Christmas time. They're very inexpensive. You can buy a box of them, and they're wonderful. Also, I like to keep some of those in reserve. In fact, if you buy them after Christmas, they're like nothing because people think relate them to Christmas. But they're white. They're not red, and they make nice flowers, a nice scent throughout the year. So buy a bunch of them after Christmas and then put them out and have the month of January and February have beautiful flowers in your house that have nice fragrance. So paper whites are something that you definitely want to get or try. It's not too late. You might not have them on Christmas Day. You'll have them up, but the flowers may bloom maybe that week or the following week. You can have them bloom throughout January and February when you have the doldrums of winter. The second thing is amaryllis. Similar to paper whites, an amaryllis is also a bulb, but the amaryllis bulb is much, much bigger. It's a bigger bulb. It has a very thick stem, and then it has a wide flower that kind of looks like a lily, I would say. I don't remember if Peggy said it was related to the lily family, but it kind of looks like a lily. It has sort of a trumpet flower and a very big flower, and it comes in a variety of colors. It comes in whites and pinks and corals and lots of different colors for amaryllis. Also nice smelling, not as fragrant as paper white, but nice smelling as well. The third thing that you might want to add to your house floral for Christmas is poinsettias. Poinsettias have come a long way. They've done a lot with poinsettias. I think most of us think of the traditional sort of low red poinsettias, but they've done so much with them. I'm seeing them all over right now. In fact, a client gave me a gift yesterday of a poinsettia that was enormous. It was huge. It was red, and it was like the size of a small tree. It was just beautifully grown. But also I see poinsettias done in different ways. I've seen poinsettias that are white. I've seen poinsettias that are variegated. And the variegation is quite different from poinsettia to poinsettia. So one could be sort of white in the backdrop with speckles of pink, or some could be red or sort of a hybrid of both and have sort of a speckled quality to them. But I'm also seeing them actually done in really nice colors and not sprayed on afterward, actually bred. I was at a restaurant where all the poinsettias were peach, a really rich peach, and the walls were sort of a dark sort of an orangey color, and the peach poinsettias were really beautiful. We did talk about the fact that there is something out there that the leaves may be poisonous to dogs, so if you have pets, you might want to keep your poinsettias up and off the ground. So something to think about. The next thing in general is topiaries. I love topiaries, and I think at Christmas time they're particularly nice. And topiaries are any formed or shaped a plant, and certainly you could add bows to that for the season, but topiaries are great at a front entrance, they're great for outside pots, they're great on a sideboard, and they create some visual interest. In the past couple of years, there's been sort of a trend of having a topiary tree of a of an herb, doing an herb for a kitchen window. If you go to somebody's house, you give an herb like rosemary, and you do it in a topiary. And the topiary would be that rosemary tree shaped into a sort of a triangle. And it was a wonderful house gift to bring. It has a fantastic smell, and that will sit in somebody's window forever. I think I have my topiary rosemary for about 5 years. It doesn't look like a Christmas tree anymore, but every time I want to have roasted potatoes or lamb or something, just pick off a couple of branches and you have now a house plant that sits in the window and gives you wonderful herbs. So topiaries can be made of anything. We talked about making topiaries out of carnations. I was looking at an article for ideas for the show today about florals that were interesting, and they took very, very inexpensive red carnations, and they took them and they put them in a foam oasis, a water baguette in, and they filled them with these unbelievable shapes for a sideboard just done in carnations. They also did one in white, all white carnations, and they made a topiary out of them. So that's very Christmassy and an inexpensive thing to do. The next thing that I saw a lot, I have in my shop and see as trending this year, is white birch branches. I see them in everything. In fact, in the Maplewood store at the entrance, one of the previous guests on our show is also a florist, Patty from Flowers by the River, gave me last year about 6 foot, three 6 foot big branches of tree branches of white birch, and I wrapped them around a pole with lots of different mixed greens and some red berries and a tartan ribbon, and they just look awesome. That's a great thing. So birch branches, if you have some on your own property, cut them. They're readily available out now. People are displaying birch branches, even if they don't have a fireplace, and they're buying birch logs for the outside, for the bark and the look of them. They're very in style, and they look really, really nice. Also, I've been seeing birch branches that are going into planters, and not necessarily ones that are sort of gnarly. They're sort of thicker. I'm seeing people doing pots or arrangements, and the birch branches are a little bit thick, but they're sticking out. Another thing that for branches is painted branches are still very popular. I see lots of white painted branches in flower pots, branches inside in a vase, or branches in the center of a pot outside, both in white and red. In one of my stores, I used red painted branches to break it up a little bit, and the red painted branches kind of look like coral. They're very pretty looking and something different to try. There is another kind of branch I like a lot. It's not readily available. You'd have to go to a place like Peggy's, a nice florist shop, or Patty's and look for it, and that's wild dogwood branches. And I found out about wild dogwood because I had it on my property. It's indigenous to the area. And I looked out my window one day through the snow, and I saw this beam of sort of like red burgundy branches. And I went out and I thought, this tree, which was green all year, now has burgundy branches. So I cut them and I put them in my outside pots with greenery. They're beautiful. So wild dogwood branches is another thing that you might want to try. Something I mentioned last week, which I haven't tried to, but I'm going to go out and get it today, is clementines, the seasonal little oranges or tangerines. Clementines. Take those and then stud them in a beautiful shape, maybe a crisscross, with cloves, and then put them in a beautiful bowl. Put them on your dining room table, your kitchen table, and so on. Not only is citrus very Christmassy and beautiful to look at, the smell just gets better and better. So clementines or oranges with cloves are wonderful. Fruit is also popular for holiday decorating, especially if you have a colonial home. There's some sort of a synergy with decorating with fruit and with a colonial house. In fact, doing sort of a fan over your front door, we had Jane DeHaven a couple of weeks ago, and she told me what the name of the fan was, but I forgot what it was called. A fan over your front door where you make a sort of a shape, a very straight shape of greens, and then behind it you'll put magnolia leaves, and then in the center you'll put a pineapple, and then apples and oranges, and then you put that above the front door. That's a terrific look. But even if your pots outside, maybe you have a wonderful black iron pot, put a topiary in it, put a nice green tree and maybe an arborvitae or something in that tree, and then around the base of it use apples and oranges, Granny Smith green apples or red apples or apples and oranges, and that has a really nice Christmassy kind of look. Well, I hope I've given you some inspiration for floral decorating. Next week we will continue our final series for the season on Christmas decorating, and then we will be back to you in January live with now video. So a lot to look forward to. We'll have a terrific Christmas show to wrap up the season here on Modern Design. And until I see you again, have a great week, everybody. Bundle up and get out there. Come visit me in Maplewood. All right, take care. Have a terrific day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coziness with Vladimir Putin is very alarming.
While that opinion from House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi on Donald Trump's choice for Secretary of State may not be a surprise, some Republicans are expressing similar concerns about ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson, including a senator who was reported